With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's hour number two. Getting closer and closer to Eagles football. Phillies game two, which is tonight. These games, they start too late. But it's all about television. All about television. But that's, it is, I hate the term, but I'll use it. It is what it is. Mark Lawrence will join us at his normal time around 9:40 today to take a look at the weekend football and obviously the Eagles. Last night's college football. College football, you're never out of the game in college football. Last night on my website, I was 2-0, and I was lucky with one of them. I had Houston plus the points, and they came back. But you're never out of the game. I also had Rutgers with the points, and they won. But you're never out of the game in college football. It's amazing how quickly those teams can score. But Mark Lawrence will take a look at that at 9:40. And the Denver Thursday night, I had the right side with Denver, but the total was easy. It was an under. But Russell Wilson is just so brutal. I think he's 2-for-18 with passes. Either it's in the red zone or into the end zone this year. He's horrible. He's not a good red zone player. He's not that good anymore. The Denver Broncos have the worst future in the NFL. With that contract of over $240 million, and it doesn't start until after next season. He's not that good, and he's not a good person. He's not a good person. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you doing today, my man?
Terrific. How are you?
Good. Before I get to my Phillies points, the only way the Eagles lose the game is if they turn it over a few times. It's the only way they lose.
Well, that's the way it is all the time. I love when people talk about keys to the game. Turnovers are always a key to a game. There's not any football game that you wouldn't say that turnovers are not a key to the game. When you are plus two, you win, I think it's high 60% of the games. And that's turnovers to the game. That is really the game. So, yeah, they can't turn the ball over.
And these idiots that say a strikeout is the same as an out are morons, dopes, and idiots because put the ball in play. Look, last night, things can
look what happens. Yep. Look what happens.
And you know,
that's exactly right.
Reese Hoskins has taken a lot of heat, and he should. But in the last 5 weeks, Bryce Harper is batting below the Mendoza line. His average has dropped 30 points. He has two homers and like five RBIs, and nobody's complaining about him.
Oh, they're complaining. not complaining as loudly as they would with some other people, but yeah, they're complaining. They're complaining. He's got to do better, but I don't know that you can just turn it around automatically. There's obviously something wrong with his swing, and he's confused with that. Whatever it is, it's just.
The changes they're making in baseball next year with that shift, you can't put more than three people on.
They're outlawing this shift. You can't even put him behind second base. You have to put him so far over. It's a joke.
That would be like the NFL saying you can't bring in a dime package on third down.
Well, there's so many problems that baseball has, and the way they try to fix them only makes it worse.
The great Willie Mays said, "I hit it where they ain't."
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you're good enough to be able to do that, put men on base. That's what it's all about. Sorry, what's your biggest playoff win?
Well, one other thing. Let's see if Aaron Nola shows up tonight. If he shows up tonight, series is over. If he doesn't, he's going
to Well, yeah, but the Phillies have to score. They have to score.
Yeah,
they have to hit it. Yeah.
That manager gave them that game.
Oh, managers lose games. They normally don't win them. And he lost the game. Their manager lost the game. Helped the Phillies, but he lost the game.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your best playoff?
I've won twice this year. I'm not going to go anymore for the rest of the year.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks, Dennis. Let's go to Jeff. Let me get Jeff up here. There you go. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, if you don't mind, I want to pivot a little bit to the Phillies. I was going to talk Eagles. But a couple things from that game yesterday that kind of jumped out at me is you had mentioned something about Schwarber just making contact. It's been my bugaboo with him all years. You know, there was a couple opportunities, runners in scoring position, just make contact. And he's swinging, constantly swinging for home runs.
Well, that's what he does. Yeah, but and they're okay with it. And he hits home runs with nobody on base because he's hitting it the wrong part of the lineup. When people talk, I love when people say, well, so-and-so's hitting cleanup. It doesn't exist anymore. There's no such thing as a cleanup hitter hitting four. Hitting fourth has nothing to do. It's a misnomer anymore. Cleanup what? What are you cleaning up? You're hitting after a bunch of strikeouts on this team. Top of the order, and those are the three top strikeout guys on the team.
Yeah, they're top five guys. I think we're one for 21 yesterday. And that's got me concerned. I think the good thing that came out of the game yesterday is that knucklehead of a manager, pulling the pitcher, but putting their closer in. He's out of this game today, which is great. So that was a good thing. I think he threw 34, 35 pitches.
Well, and his fingers hurt. He'd be out of the game anyway.
I think that was,
so is Alvarado. He was the second coming until yesterday. But, so he's out of the game today.
Yep. So that was good thing. So I'm glad they got to their closer. But you know, that was really really good win. They just put that ball in play in the last inning.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
I totally agree.
They were lucky. Yeah. But that's all right. It's a win. That's what
Absolutely.
Counts.
Can I give you a game?
Sure.
So I had two that were already taken, but I'm going to go. I think it was 1991 or two. It was a Bills Oilers Frank Reich comeback game where they were down. I think 35.
Oh, with Frank Reich was the quarterback.
Yeah, and it's the biggest comeback in the history of football.
He was the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
Yep, exactly. And he came back. Warren Moon was on the
Oilers. It's hard for people to remember, but I do remember. It was 30. I think it was 35-3.
Yep, you got it. He came back and with just an unbelievable game. That was my game.
Yeah, that is actually a good one. All right. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
You got
Take
it.
Care. All right. Let's go to Iggy. Where is Iggy? Iggy, you're on. What happened, Iggy? I lost Iggy. That's Iggy. If you call back, we'll get you right up. Somehow you got dropped. We got Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Excellent steal yesterday for the Phillies. Hopefully that momentum rolls into today.
See, I don't buy momentum. I don't buy momentum.
Go ahead.
I don't buy momentum. Momentum, you know, that's such an overused word in sports. Your momentum is dictated by, in football, your first series, your first two series. It's dictated by your first inning or your first two innings. That's momentum. Like, you know, do they feel good?
There is in baseball, too, Howard. When you beat a team the way that they beat them yesterday, that sticks with you. It does.
Yeah, but that's not momentum. That's not momentum.
If you're on the side of that, it's a little bit like when you get bad defense behind you. It's deflated, and it does carry over.
That's
so
not momentum. That's not momentum. You can be deflated. I think, you know, the Phillies, you know, they're not stupid. They know how they won. They won because the other manager was an idiot. They won because they had a couple of bleeders. They won because the manager didn't take out the relief pitcher after two walks. They won because that same pitcher hit a batter. They know what happened. They know what happened. They won the game, and they feel good about it. But it's not momentum.
It's not momentum. It can carry over.
No, it doesn't carry over. It's dictated earlier in the game.
I just want to mention, too, For the callers who think Harper should be out there, and that last caller who said that Harper should be in the field, I don't think they understand the extent of his elbow injury. That injury is a nagging type injury that really doesn't get better. Every time he swings and misses, he won't tell you this, but every time he swings and misses, that's like somebody taking a knife and stabbing you in the elbow. So I don't know if you've ever had no, that. Have you ever had golfer's elbow, Howard?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but, so you but, know what the pain feels
yeah, but
like.
But it's a golfer's elbow is treatable. And so his
but when it starts to
hey Scott, let me break some news to you. Scott, let me break some news to you. I never saw him wince. Okay. You're the genius. I never saw him wince. All right. He doesn't wince. If he hurt, you would be able to tell. The trainers would be able to tell. They treat it. And he doesn't have pain swinging a bat. His pain would be throwing.
You're wrong. When he swings and misses, it hurts. You would know that. You would know that. I mean, it's just a fact.
They've treated it, you genius. All right, what's your? Because I can't go through this anymore. Because you are a know-it-all who doesn't know it a little bit. All right, what's your biggest playoff win?
The biggest playoff win is when. Joe Montana threw that pass to Clark
in the Super Bowl.
Get him into the Super Bowl. Correct.
Yeah, but that's a championship game.
Correct.
I said no. They won the Super Bowl with that.
No, that was in the championship versus Dallas.
Oh, the one that Dwight Clark?
Yes, genius. That was in the
playoffs.
Well,
he threw one in the Super Bowl as well. All right, Scott. It was always a pleasure. That you had talking to me. I will not say the other way around. Bill, you're on WI. Some people think that... Oh, okay. Let me put him on hold. Where's Inge?
Hey, Howard.
Yeah, Inge, how are you?
Look, first of all, Bryce Harper is a loser. I think it would help the Phillies if they traded him in the offseason.
Well, I don't think he's... Well, it's hard to trade him. But here's the thing. I don't think he's a loser. But people's expectations, he's not playing at the level they need him to play. There's no question about it. And he's not in pain. The know-it-all that called previously, the know-it-all that knows it all, that knows it all that he knows it all, and he knows nothing. The trainers are very good. If he had pain, you'd be able to tell. That's not the issue. I think he's just his fundamentals in the swing are screwed up right now. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Before I get to the Phillies, quickly on the Phillies and the Eagles, I wanted to ask you this. The quality of professional sports, I don't know if you heard Brady saying that the NFL is mediocre at best. The quality of professional sports has never been worse in 40, 50, in my lifetime, 50 years. Quickly on the Phillies.
That is a good point. The quality is not as good, but it is football. They don't care. They don't care because it's so far and away the most popular sport in America.
But the quality.
It's not good. I agree with you.
Going back to the Phillies, I want to make this contrast between the Phillies and the Eagles. Where do the Phillies go from here? Is this a one-time shot this year? They had that one pitcher, but that's it. Where do they go from here? The only thing they have on this team is Wheeler. I don't understand. Is this sustainable?
Yeah, they're not a World Series team. That's what they're not.
I'm more concerned about going forward. Next year, are they going to make the playoffs 2 years down the line?
Washington won't be a gimme anymore. That's the other thing. Washington will not be a gimme.
In contrast, and this is my point with the Eagles, the best compliment I can make about the Eagles is this. In 50 years, we haven't seen, since the Flyers of the 70s, this Eagles team, starting from 2017, under Jeffrey Lurie, it's the first team in 50 years to have this championship culture. Do you agree with that? Can you compare the 70s Flyers with this
Wait a minute. You don't think Andy Reid's team had championship culture?
But they always choked in the big spot.
You said championship culture.
They didn't win anything.
No, they got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they didn't win anything.
I know, but they had a winning culture. But they didn't win.
They had a choking culture.
You know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl. Now, Donovan McNabb didn't do everything he needed to do, and there was, other challenges and other issues. But the reality is, they had a winning culture. Just because they don't win a Super Bowl doesn't mean they don't have a winning culture. But there were a lot of teams that didn't have winning culture. I would agree with that.
But compare the 70s Flyers with this team. Can Jalen Hurts be the next Bobby Clark?
There's no way I'm going to compare a football team to a hockey team.
Owners are relevant, right? Snyder with Lurie. The winning mentality that they bring.
But Lurie's been here for 20 years. Over 20 years. So
I'm just focusing on the last 5 years.
Yeah, well, okay. Wait a minute. So if you tell me the Flyers, how many championships did they win?
They won two, but they went to what? Five Stanley Cups.
Wait a minute. I just said the Eagles went to a Super Bowl and you said they didn't win it.
They choked on five NFC championship games.
Well, didn't the Flyers choke against the Blackhawks?
I'm not accounting that. I'm talking about the 70s and 80s.
You can't have it both ways.
No, I'm talking about that period between the early 70s.
I know what you're talking about, but you can't have it one way for one team and another way. The Flyers were really good, and they did have a winning culture, and I get all that. But I'm not going to compare Bobby Clark to Jalen Hurts. Two different players, two different games.
But is that possible? I see that correlation.
Bobby Clark was so, so, so important. Jalen Hurts is in, what, his third year? I'm not even going to try to make that comparison because it's not fair. All right. Do you have a playoff game there, Genius?
Playoff game. I'm thinking, how about golf doesn't count, right?
No.
Golf doesn't count. Okay. How about this? How about the Red Sox coming back from 3-0 down against the Yankees?
That's a series, not a game, but it was a nice try. No, it doesn't work like that. Can't have the whole series. I said a game. Oh, my gosh. All right. See, I haven't given the numbers for a half an hour. Give it once. 215-592-9494. But you know that. We're at the Borgata. Our question, and Mark Lawrence will join us at 940. Draymond Green is one of the worst human beings I have ever seen, and Russell Wilson stinks. Let's just get that out of the way. Oh, the Eagles' injuries, by the way. Jake Elliott is out. Patrick Johnson, the linebacker, is out. Andre Maddox, Avante Maddox, not Andre. Avante Maddox. I kind of realized that kind of went under the radar, that injury. He got injured in the last game and didn't come back in the game. He's out. And Jordan Mailata is doubtful, which most likely means that he's out. So they got to step it up. So their injuries are not good, but they're a good team, so they should be able to deal with those injuries. Our question for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers: playoff wins, the most exciting or biggest?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 94. It's WIP. I'm Howard Uskin here at the Borgata. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Guess I'll first talk about the Eagles. My main concern is not necessarily for this game, but for the future. How long is Jake Elliott out?
You know, I don't know that, but I see him walking around. I mean, I don't know. They obviously want him back for Dallas. So that's why I think they made sure and kept him out this game. I'd say I didn't think there was a 50-50 chance he would play this game, but I think there's a better than 50-50 chance he'll play next game. And I just don't know how serious it is. It's his ankle. It's probably something to do with his ligament in his ankle. Just got to let it heal, and he's getting treatment. So I'm not sure, but I would think there's probably a better than 50-50 chance he'll play next week.
And who's kicking in his place?
They signed this guy, Dickler. I forget what his first name is. He's kicked in some what is it?
Cameron Dicker.
Cameron Dicker. He's played in some big games with, I think it was it Texas? I think he came from the University of Texas. So, you know, they obviously had identified a kicker long before. They identify players at every position in case there's an emergency, especially a kicker. So they feel comfortable. He's not as good as Jake Elliott. But it's Arizona. I'm not as concerned. I'd be concerned if it was against Dallas, then I'd be
okay.
A little more concerned. All right.
Okay. And let's hope the Philadelphia sweeps the Cardinals this weekend. So.
Well, sweeps the Cardinals, you mean in baseball and in football?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel the same way as you do. Okay. So. All right. What's your biggest playoff, most exciting?
I go local again, 2017, when the Eagles beat the Atlanta Falcons.
You know,
even though they were the top seed, they were not favored in that game.
Yeah,
I think that sparked them on.
It wasn't, I don't know. Yeah, it was good. I don't know that would win only because it was such a low-scoring game. There was a lot of challenges in that game. But, Bill, you're in the mix. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
When we talk about talent, like as far as the Phillies, they're not talented enough to go to the World Series. I believe there was a couple teams much more talented that lost yesterday. Like I believe the Mets are more talented according to you, but they lost. Seattle beat a much more talented team. The Guardians.
Hold on. Timeout. I think Seattle is better than people gave him credit for. I don't know that they're much. That Tampa. Who did Seattle beat? They beat
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto had hot and cold seasons. Toronto's better, but that's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. We're talking about the World Series.
The teams
that lost yesterday had no chance to win a World Series.
The Mets didn't?
No. Nope. Atlanta and the Dodgers are better. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, do the Phillies have a better record against the Braves this season, a winning record? Maybe by
one game. I don't know.
But
they're 500 against everybody in baseball except Washington.
I thought they had a winning record against the Dodgers.
Overall, they're 12, they're 15-3 against Washington and 500 against the rest of baseball.
Right. Like in 2008, I believe there was a team that
all the power to them, but reality is reality. If you tell me they're better than the Braves, you are smoking something.
I'm not saying they're.
By the way, you can get off now. It's not a crime anymore.
I'm not saying they're better, really better than the Braves,
hold on. They're 8-11 against the Braves.
Okay. Well.
All right. Anyway. Oh, okay, that changes your story. Okay. What's your most exciting win?
When Roy Halladay threw his no hitter in the playoff game in 2011, and made that season great, he pitched a perfect game. Before that, that wasn't a.
It's only one game, but I appreciate. I'll put you in the mix, Jim. All right. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Long-time listener, love your show.
This can't be the first time you've called.
No, last time I talked to you was I won a flying Hawaiian T-shirt. That's how long it's been. And
wow, that was what, 2008?
It was a long time ago.
Wow.
A long time. Yeah, but I never got my T-shirt. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm too big. But,
You're telling me 14 years later? I don't think you're going to get the T-shirt now. I hate to break the news.
No, I'm not begging for a T-shirt. First of all, I want to agree with you about Russell Wilson. I was in agony watching that game the other day. He might be the worst.
He is. That team has the worst future of any team in the NFL with that contract they signed him to. And he just says, you know, I have higher standards. He's a phony and a fraud, and he's not that good a quarterback anymore.
Passes that he was making the other day, I mean, they weren't even in the
He's position. Terrible in the red zone. He's terrible, Russell Wilson. Sometimes the trades you don't make are the best trades that are made by not making them. And Russell Wilson would have been one of them. So what's your biggest playoff win?
I was watching, very exciting, was Kirk Gibson's walk-off home run with
that was
off
a good
the
one. I remember, 1988. It's a long time ago, but that was a really, really good one. No question. Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Sorry about the voice, buddy. How you doing?
Another day in paradise for me. I'm at the Borgata. How bad can it be?
It doesn't get any better, man. How about the restaurant choices of that place?
Oof. Yeah, they're great. And you know about restaurants. You eat out every night.
All right. Yeah, they ship right to there. I knew we'd get there quick. I got a question for you and just two quick comments. When Segura gets the hit, which, by the way, goes under the second baseman, nobody said that yet. But if you look at the replay, he over-dives on the play and he goes in backwards. It's crazy.
Look at it
when he gets
enough.
That hit, how excited are you at that moment? Truth be told.
Well, the excitement started before that because you could see that the walls are crumbling. The walls are crumbling for the Cardinals because their manager is an idiot. You don't tell me the manager's not an idiot?
No, I meant, oh boy, as an exclamation point, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He takes out his starter, and then he goes too long with his
The idiot. Yeah, let me give you a little more feed for idiot. Here's the pitchers, Quintana. Here's the September, 104 pitches, September 17th. 101 against the Dodgers shutout, and then he warms them up in three innings pitch this last week. Okay, shutout too. So he's got this guy locked and loaded on 100 pitches. He yanks him yesterday in the
75.
I mean,
yeah.
Nate, it set his whole rotation.
He is an idiot. Yeah, at the end of the season, I would fire his ass immediately.
It's brutal. But I'll tell you that when you have people, I don't like to repeat callers. I'd like to focus on my points. But when you hear somebody say that Philly's got one pitcher, Harper's a loser, Wheeler was pulled from analytics, Dennis says it was all luck. You know what we do? Chad and I set up a pitching machine for our podcast, Speaking of Sports, and we want to invite people into our pitching machine. Now, I will say, it throws 102, and we can throw sliders. So these people criticizing, saying all luck, would you please tell them to contact us at Speaking of Sports?
Well, yeah, but okay, Chuck, stop with the advertisements. All right, so here's the deal.
No.
You wanted to get that little plug in there. Here's the reality. They didn't say it was all luck. The Phillies had some luck involved yesterday. Which wasn't a hit. The Segura hit. But as I pointed out earlier, you got to put the ball in play. This nonsense with analytics is a joke.
I think they overuse that, Howard. And by the way, the modern science of analytics does not any longer say that the strikeout is just the same as a ball play. They've walked away from that. They don't say that anymore, but they did early. But that's not advanced analytics.
It's ridiculous. All right, Chuck.
Harper takes a pitch, 102 on the black for a ball. I mean, they grind it out at bats, too. Give them credit for that. You know,
well, I get it. But once you walk two guys in that inning,
He should have been out
of the game. It shouldn't even have gotten to that point.
Castellanos, if that, he misses by a foot. How could he not be out then?
I know, that's just a joke.
You know what, Howard? These young managers, and it's not working out in baseball. You look at the guys that are successful, Francona and Robert, stuff like that. These young kids are giving the jobs to at 36.
As I said, Chuck, managers, and I got to run, managers can only lose, not only, but most of the time, what managers do is lose games and not win games. All right, Mark Lawrence will join us when we come back. Take a look at the weekend football. And that includes the Eagles. All right, here's what's happening at Borgata. Now is the time to experience everything Borgata has to offer. You can experience luxurious hotel rooms, award-winning restaurants, exciting nightlife, big-name entertainment, all just steps away from a wonderful, spacious casino filled with your favorite games. And the action at Borgata Casino Hotel and Spa, don't forget the spa, doesn't stop. Because it starts everywhere. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's 11 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
111. Okay, it's time for a little football. And to help us with a little football, we got college, we got pro, And we also have Mark Lawrence. Mark, good morning, and how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
Another day in paradise here at the Borgata. How bad could it be? All right, so it actually looks like a pretty good card for college football. Sometimes, you know, you kind of wonder about the card. It's better than a decent card. Who do you like today?
Well, what we're going to do, Howard, today is ride on the back of what we call 5-0 fat cats. These are teams that start the college football season 5-0, and when they find themselves favored in Game 6, they generally struggle. And on the flip side, if they're underdogs, a Rodney Dangerfield lack of respect, they play well as a dog. So we're going to take one of each of these. The first will be the underdog, being Kansas, taking 7 points against TCU. Both of these teams are undefeated. And it's been a storybook season for Kansas here, obviously. Game Day hosting their show there today.
Right.
It's going to be their third straight sellout in a row for the Jayhawks. So the fans are all into the program, which is really nice to see. But what you've got in TCU here is a team that just upset Oklahoma. And teams who do that in the Big 12 Conference generally tend to let down the very following game thereafter here. I think this is a great spot for Kansas to extend that 5-0 start. I think they win the game and move to 6-0.
All right. Who else do you like?
You're the guy. We're going to fade a 5-0 fat cat. We're going to fade Southern Cal. Coming into this football game, start out the season 5-0, and use Washington State. And we'll take 13 points in this football game here. You've got Washington State here. The last 7 times they've been on the road catching double digits like they are today, they've won the money all 7 times. And you've got also here in Southern Cal, it's Washington State that's got the revenge here, the triple revenge. And the last 7 times Southern Cal has been at home hosting teams coming in with triple revenge, they're just 1-6 to the number. I think Southern Cal gets caught looking ahead here to Utah next week. I think this is a real down to whoever scores last kind of a game, and I'll play Washington State plus the 13.
You know what? Penn State's off this week, but another team I don't like is Notre Dame. Have they become kind of irrelevant in the betting public? They're only a small favorite at home against BYU. This is not a good Notre Dame team. It's almost like you can't ever play them. Am I right in that regard?
Yeah, right to the most part, though. But the game's in Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not, at Notre Dame.
There'll be a lot of BYU fans there. They tend to travel in droves, the Mormons from BYU. Whenever they play their games, their bowl games in the Las Vegas Bowl, they sell that place out. So you'll see a lot of BYU fans at this game. And I think Notre Dame's got problems this year. They're just
real
not
problems.
Cohesive offensively. And BYU's got all this experience, the most experienced team in college football this year. I think there's an upset in the making there.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
Pros, we're going to look at two teams that have better offenses and better defenses that have huge edges in the rushing game, and I think that'll pave the way for victory for these two teams. The first is the Cleveland Browns, taking 2.5 against the Chargers. The Browns are one of these teams that only 4 of them in the National Football League that have won the yards in every game they've played so far this season here. A couple of hard luck losses, but they do have Myles Garrett back and 2 other starters back, so it's going to be, a different Browns team we'll see this week than last. But the big edge here is the fact that not only have the Chargers allowed season-high yards in their last 2 games, but they allow 5.4 yards a carry, a rush. The Browns run the ball at 5 yards a carry. That's what I call a 5-by-5 dog. And I'll be on those every time they happen. That's Cleveland plus 2.5. I think they take the Chargers down.
All right, who else do you like?
The other guy is going to be Cincinnati. We're going to take 3.5 against Baltimore, who is really struggling right now. Baltimore has not won a game in the yards thus far this football season. They've been outstanding all 4 of their games. Another team that allows 5 yards a carry. Do the Baltimore Ravens coming in here. And you got Cincinnati with almost 100 yards the better defense in the contest here. I think Baltimore struggles continue. And Cincinnati's finding their way with each passing game here. I think Cincinnati plus the 3.5 is a real strong value take.
Yeah, Baltimore's had all kinds of injuries, and it just doesn't seem like they're the same team. But that's an interesting side. All right, let's take a look at the Eagles. The Eagles are... I see a number that's dropped down to 5.5. I mean, they have some injuries. The kicker's injured. I guess that's one of the more significant injuries, but they got another guy, I guess, is okay. But it is Arizona. It's hard to lay those points, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard to lay those points. Number one, they're the valedictorians of the National Football League right now, are on their way to be the only undefeated team. 4-0 for the first time, as you know, since 2004 when they last won a Super Bowl, which is really, really a terrific credit to them. But this is a little bit more of a flat spot for the Eagles this particular week. You have Arizona, who woke up last week. I don't know if they woke up for the season or not, but that was a heck of a second-half comeback by them. And they get off to these slow starts. The Eagles are going to win this game convincingly. They're going to have to be upheld handily at the half in this football game because Arizona is a terrible first-half team. But I think there's plenty of room for Arizona inside this game to get the money, to take down the money, and the Eagles are going to have to play a real strong game to get out of there alive. I like Arizona plus the point.
You know, that's an interesting combination because, the Eagles, I think, have the highest scoring in the second quarter of any team in the NFL. So if that combination with Arizona being bad in the first half, that could be deadly for Arizona.
It could be, or it could also be a nice over bet in the second half of that football game between those two teams. With the Eagles doing just what it is they do. The only team in the National Football League to gain 400 yards in every game they played so far, Philadelphia. So what they've done, they've earned. They've done a really nice job.
Is there a total? You touched on the total. Is there a total that you like?
I would look at the Chargers-Browns game to go under the total this particular week. Number one, I mentioned here, Cleveland's going to try and control the clock with the running game, and I think they'll be successful. Number two, last year they played to a 45-42 shootout. The coaches have the game film of that, and they're not going to let that happen here this particular week. I think the Browns and the Chargers get under that number on Sunday.
You know what? The Buccaneers, one of these weeks, has to play well. You never like a number that's double digits, but I think they explode all over Atlanta. Your side in that.
I'm not a chalk artist, but I agree 100%. I think that's the blowout game of the week in the NFL, the Tampa Bay Bucs. They're in the third leg of a three-game homestand. They've lost the first two. Tom Brady's red-faced and embarrassed right now, and they're catching the right team at the right time when Atlanta just upending Cleveland, who was really, like I say, pillaged with injuries last week. I think Tampa could roll in this game. I agree with you.
All right. People are interested in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. On the internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great weekend. I'm on my way to Arizona after the show today. And if they better win this game. They better win this game. All right, you have a great weekend.
Hey, enjoy the trip. Be safe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.